Trade-offs worth making. What kind of trade-offs have you been making so far in your life? Have you thought about it? Have you developed guidelines to help you decide what to strive for and what to give up in return? Allow me to give you 5 trade-offs that I have thought through that may help you to develop your own guidelines. 1. I am willing to give up financial security today for potential tomorrow. Physician and writer George W. Crane said, "There is no future in any job. The future lies in the man who holds the job." I have always believed that to be true, and as a result, I have always been willing to bet on myself. So much so that I often accepted financial risks or pay cuts to pursue what I believed was a good opportunity. 2. I am willing to give up immediate gratification for personal growth. When it comes to growth and success, immediate gratification is almost always the enemy of growth. We can choose to please ourselves and plateau, or we can delay our gratification and grow. It's our choice. 3. I am willing to give up the fast life for the good life. We live in a culture that idolizes movie and music stars, drools over opulent mansions, idealizes travel, and plays the lottery in hopes of someday getting the chance to live the fast life it so admires and emulates. But most of that is an illusion. It's like the airbrushed image of a model on the front of a magazine. It's not real. That's just one of the reasons I choose to forego the fast life in favor of the good life. If you do the right work with purpose in the right place with people you love, you will be living the good life. 4. I am willing to give up security for significance. I know many people whose goal in life is security. Emotional security, physical security, and financial security. But I don't think it's wise to measure progress according to security. I think it's wiser to measure it by significance. And that requires growth. You'll never get anywhere interesting by always doing the safe thing. Every trade-off is a challenge to become what we really are. Managed correctly, trade-offs can create opportunities to help others become who they really are. That is significance. 5. I am willing to give up addition for multiplication. I started my career as an achiever. My attitude in the beginning was, "What can I do for others?" But that is addition. Once I began to learn leadership, my question changed to, "What can I do with others?" That's multiplication. If you do not already consider yourself a leader, I want to encourage you to explore developing your leadership potential. However, if you believe that you don't have it in you to lead others, then consider becoming a mentor. Your investment in others will have a multiplying effect, and you won't regret the time you give. Most people try to take too many things with them as they journey through life. They want to keep adding without giving anything up. It doesn't work. You can't do everything. There is only so much time in a day. At some point, you reach your limit. Besides, we need to always remember that if nothing changes, nothing changes. How to make smart trade-offs. 1. Write your own personal list of trade-off principles. Start by using the list in the chapter to spark ideas. I am willing to give up financial security today for potential tomorrow. I am willing to give up immediate gratification for personal growth. I am willing to give up the fast life for the good life. I am willing to give up security for significance. I am willing to give up addition for multiplication. Think about worthwhile trade-offs you have made in the past that you believe will continue to be good ideas for the future. Also consider what might be needed for you to reach your potential along with what you might need to give up to fulfill it. 2. It's just as important for you to know what you are not willing to give up as it is to identify what you are willing to give up. Think through the things that are non-negotiable in your life and list them. Then for each, identify its greatest potential threat and what safety measures you need to put into place to protect it. 3. What trade do you need to make right now that you have been unwilling to make? Most people settle in and learn to live with a limitation or barrier that can be removed by making a trade. What is that next thing you need to trade for? And what must you give up to get it?